Well, that's a real word right there. Yeah. Epidermis. We'll get to that later, though. Yeah. Hey, Chip.
Hi.
I just was saying I wish I would have been recording you before because you were on a rant, very scientific rant, that we're going to talk about later.
I mean, I am a PhD on WebMD.
On WebMD.
Well, at least I can, you know, give you an idea of what I think might be wrong with you.
Well, we know how fast you are on the Google because especially Susan knows that. You know.
Right. Oh, Susan, I miss her.
Do you?
No.
The truth is we've been out a couple weeks.
We have.
Do you know, I feel a little guilty because we did not warn the people. It was not fully intentional on our part, but life.
Life literally got in the way. Work came back in like a real way. And
travel.
Yeah.
And we've said that a couple times, but I think it's been interesting to me to watch how hard adjusting back to real or what life was before is for me. It still is. My life feels so unmanageable. Like, I just feel chaotic.
Well,
Yes.
And, you know, it's funny. I went into the, we're allowed to go back into the office and it's not, we don't have a strict, like you have to be there Monday to Friday. And we never really did, but it was kind of just like a unspoken rule that you would work from what 9 to 6 or whatever in the office every day. And on Monday I woke up and I was like, you know what? I should go in the office. Like, cause it's literally the last thing I think about when I wake up is like that I need to get ready and get into the office because it's just not part of my routine anymore.
Right.
And you know, I feel like I function really well at home alone. But so I was like out of guilt on Monday. I like got up, took my shower, went to the office, and there were like 3 fucking people there. I'm like, why am I wasting gas money and time to do this? And then I have to like budget my time to like get my dogs home or like get home to let them out. And this is stupid. Like what a waste of energy.
Yeah.
So I don't know that I'm going to go back unless I have a meeting I have to be at.
Totally. I've heard a lot of people say that who work in offices that maybe that's never going to be the normal again. Like, or, you know, especially in, I think, businesses where there's a lot of travel happening. People are kind of like, yeah, what's the point? Because I've figured out how to do it at home. And like a lot of corporations are even getting rid of a lot of their office spaces because it's just a waste of money.
It's a waste
like you
of
said.
Money, yeah.
Well, I bet you're also equally as tired because you're now the local celebrity and that's exhausting. So tell us what's been going on with that.
Well, I mean, I knew you would make fun of me for it, but.
Like, whoa. I'm not making fun.
I
know. It brings me so much joy because it means people listen to this podcast.
Right. And well, and the funny thing is I forget that there's even a visual portion of this. So it's like.
What, on my Instagram?
Well, yeah, because I'm not very good about promoting it. You know, it's like, that's just not my bad. I'm not good about promoting anything on my socials. Like,
for a person who works in marketing.
I know. Well, the thing is like, because it does feel like a personal thing, I don't want it to be overrun with marketing.
I totally get it.
Although, like, if you look, like, the last, like, 10 things are probably, like, Lindsay, I'll post, because I'm really bad about posting.
Yeah.
So, there's a squirrel. Anyway.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Lindsay and I were out last night, and I ran into 2 listeners that recognized me, and it was, like, it's so, like, it is a really nice reminder that people listen. And one girl that I talked to, and then we like chatted, we were like DMing last night. And
look at you.
She basically was just saying like how she loves how like we don't feel like we gear ourselves toward one specific person, that we're just 2 friends that are like talking to our friends and being open and honest about our opinions.
Right.
And I was like, that's exactly what we set out to do.
Totally. That's our point.
Yeah. So, it's just really nice. Like, she was like, obviously very courteous and wanted to know if it was okay to take a picture, which obviously felt weird for me because I'm not used to that. And, but yeah, I mean, so I guess the point that I'm trying to make is like always say hi. It makes me feel really good. It doesn't like annoy me.
Oh my God. Anyway. It's like to me, it's the best affirmation that the things that we're doing are actually have a point.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Right,
like, because sometimes it's like when you're doing a podcast, especially you're putting it out there. And I am a person who I can't like check numbers all the time or else I'll get way too heady about everything. And so I'm like, let's just talk about things we love and see how it goes. And then like Bobby will call me and report in, hey, your numbers are really awesome. I'm like, yes. Or like somebody will come up to you and that's like the best.
Yeah.
To me, that is the best feedback that we could possibly get is knowing that we're connecting with you guys and knowing that it's like actually serving some purpose in your life.
Yeah, I mean, the truth is like, I don't even listen to it.
Yeah, you told me that. Like, I don't always, but I have to sometimes.
I feel like I would get 2 in my head. You know, I feel like if I were an actor in Hollywood, I wouldn't watch my movies either. Like, because I would pick myself apart. You know,
right.
I'd be like, ugh, I would hear my like me chewing on ice or whatever.
Yeah, you would hear everything.
I would hear all the things that annoy everybody else, and then it would be in my head, and I would much rather just like kind of be ignorant to it.
Yeah, you start to put a guard up for sure.
Right.
Sometimes it's good because you can understand the things that you're doing, like that you could
do
be better
need to
at.
Get better. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I've said this before. We were with Elle one night. Were you with us when we saw Rob Schneider?
You're talking about Elle King?
Yeah.
Yes.
We saw Rob, her father, perform at Zany's
here in Nashville.
And then afterwards, like the club cleared out and we got to hang with him.
Yeah.
And he was, you know, he would be in conversation and then he would just like immediately switch to be like, you know, I don't think that joke landed. He was like very in his head about his show and like picking it apart. And I'm like, you know what? Like this dude is literally one of the, he was on SNL. He's in our lifetime one of the greatest living comedians, whether you like his movies or not. Like,
totally.
You get to a point of greatness by, I think, being harder on yourself versus what I do. It just sort of like
zone
be
out.
And like then ignore it, you know? Like, so maybe I should start listening.
It's a good, like, I feel like for me, it's been a good thing to find balance with because you can overanalyze, like you're saying, and then not be able to do anything at all, like show up at all because you're too in your head. But I do think it's something, especially as you're learning and you want to grow something, you got to pay attention. It's like any job, you want to get better. So it's like a skill set. Have you worked on your posing for pictures when people?
I have not. I have not.
Well, maybe you should do that too.
Oh gosh. Maybe we should make a TikTok about that.
Oh, that's a good idea. Work on your duck face, your like Zoolander walk and
oh my
all the
God.
Things. You're there
dead.
Like, hey, are you Chip? And you're like, yes. Who wants to know?
And then I like automatically just go, into duck face. Like,
I wish you guys could see him right now. Oh my God. Well, so Chip's just a celebrity. I mean, also, we were at a Dirk show. This was a week and a half ago. And Mary and I are watching you, and this girl came up to you and I think asked for a picture too. And I was dying. I mean, I literally almost peed on the ground. I was like laughing so hard. I'm like, is this happening right now? Am I watching Chip get recognized? Is this really, really happening? And then you came over and you go, we were dying laughing. You go, she just liked my shirt, guys. Get off it.
I think she thought it was a Phantom of the Opera shirt. It was my friend's, because she said, can I get a picture of your shirt?
Oh,
I love
man.
The Phantom or something. And it's my friend's. It has nothing to do with Phantom. Oh, actually, it does. But his management company is called Opera Ghost. And he's a huge fan of Phantom of the Opera. So that's where that came from.
That was, I started filming because I was like, oh my God, the listeners are going to love this shit. it was a major
I think
buzzkill.
Her name was Dana.
Dana. I really wish you knew who Chip was. Anyway, so my update for the week. Well, first of all, I just want to apologize to you guys for the last couple of weeks that we've been out. I'm glad that we got to put up some of my favorite episodes just because they're fun to always go back and look at. But or listen to, and we've gotten a lot of feedback on some of those that people missed somehow. So that's been fun. But yeah, we both just are trying to be better about like mental wellness as well as like adjusting back to real life. And so sometimes I'm realizing the expectations that I put on my schedule or my life or myself are completely unrealistic. And how the fuck did I do this in the past? I have absolutely no idea. Like, I don't know. It's just, it's amazing to me the things that we did or our work, or I don't know, our relationship with work before COVID and then going into COVID. And for us, like for me specifically, work just went away. And so then I went to the opposite extreme. And so now it's like finding that balance back. And like, I just don't think that it's going to work the way it used to.
Have you seen that meme that everyone's been sharing this week where it's like, let's stop glorifying
overworking. Yeah. Like we, as in our culture, we have for so many years. And you know, look, I do think there's been a year or so where maybe I'm like, okay, I'm realizing the importance of work in my life in a positive way, as far as like having somewhere to be or go or a purpose for every day does make me a better person overall. Like I just am, I don't know.
Right.
I function better in every aspect of my life when it's like that. But the overworking aspect or it affecting, you know, relationship dynamics because I'm not able to show up because I'm working so much or anything like that. Yeah, I don't want to bring that back into my life.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, I think we're just trying to navigate all that. So I hope you guys can understand that and appreciate your patience while we do that. But I mean, I think, this isn't like, it's not like we're just going to not show up. Next time we'll give you guys a warning. How about that? But we're back. I actually had a crazy 2 weeks where I had my family in town. My floors in my kitchen and my bathroom were being redone. And so my house was like kind of not functioning, you know, like, cause you take your toilet out, you take a sink out, you take all the things. My boyfriend had his dad and stepmom in town. His mom and stepdad came in town, like, right after. We all traveled together. I had 2 travel work trips. So it was just, like, insanity. And you don't remember what family dynamics bring up until you're trying to live normal life, and then your family is just around. Do you know what I mean? You've kind of talked about that. Not in a bad way, but, like, I do think it's easy for all of us to kind of slip back into these, like, patterns. Like, I know for me, I always slip back into these patterns that I developed in childhood or whatever, of, like, overperforming and all these things. And I, like, fucking melted down this weekend because I was so exhausted and, like, had lost touch with myself, taking care of everyone else. And I always do it to the extreme, to then where I'm like, I don't know how to take care of myself. So I'm like, I'm looking at my boyfriend to fix me and all that stuff. And it's just like, oh, fuck. Back to therapy I go.
Back to therapy you go.
But so that was going on for me. And so recording a podcast probably wouldn't have been it could have been the best idea or the worst idea. Yeah. I know, you never know with me. I'd have been like 2 martinis deep and saying all the shit.
Like, there's a, you got to put a warning, like, mom, don't listen.
Yeah. I mean,
not for Rhonda.
I honestly feel like that on every podcast, but she does it anyway. So anyway, you know what I didn't get a lot of chance to do, which really does help me when I'm stressed out? Take baths.
Oh.
Well, do you like this transition?
You might, yeah. Yeah. You might want to start rethinking that.
So have you guys seen the Mila Kunis, Ashton Kutcher kind of, it's not a debacle, but they are making headlines right now.
It came from, shout out to my peeps over at the Armchair Expert. So the whole thing is stemming from, they were on the Armchair Expert with Monica and Dax.
Right.
And, Dax has talked about this before in the past. Like, he has a thing, like, in their family, they like, it's like they wash pits, tits, and slits.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
I mean, and they, yeah, he's talked about it before, and it came up because on the episode with Ashton and Mila, like, they were there to talk about NFTs and cryptocurrency, but it started being like, oh my God, your skin looks great. Like, and Monica was, she's the one, like, she's like, I bathe fully every day. Like, I put soap all over my body. And Dax is like, he's the antithesis of that. And,
okay.
And Ashton's like, he was like, I might throw some water on my face after a workout. Like, and he washes his pits and his crotch, he says, every day. And that's it.
Yeah.
Mila does say she washes her face.
Yeah.
But it, like, the internet went crazy.
Oh my God. The memes are out of control. Like, they're, because they also mentioned their children. And I think that is always going to, like, bring about controversy, or whether it's about vaccines or whatever it is, when there's kids involved, it seems to get bigger. But they said, they don't make their kids shower or bathe unless you can see
the dirt
on
them,
which is very interesting to me.
They also said that they didn't bathe their kids regularly as babies. Dax and Kristen did, but they said it was more of a nightly routine to calm the kids down. And he was like,
right.
But as they got older, that just changed, and they don't make them bathe in the same way.
So Monica, that you mentioned, does shower every day, but she was talking about how soap rids your bodies of natural oils, which is why a lot of people don't do this, right? And this is actually interesting.
But she complains about being dry at the same time.
Okay, so this is very interesting. So I talk about this with hair a lot. Like, people always ask me my hair routines, and I have extensions, and I talk about that. So I think that does help. But even before that, I, like, never wash my hair, like, once a week, maybe.
I'm that way now.
You are?
Yeah, I've gotten to be that way.
So people thought that was crazy. And I'm like, you're really not supposed to shampoo your hair every day. And, like, you can train it. It just takes a while. And especially if you have oilier hair, it's more tricky. But, like, when you do that, you're stripping your hair of the natural oils, then it overproduces more oils. And so you're really, like, exacerbating the problem that you're trying to avoid by shampooing every day. And so I talk about that pretty frequently on velvetsedge.com. But it was interesting because I'm starting to really, really identify and research the stuff about the skin and, like, what we're taking in through our skin at all times. And this is sort of what you were mentioning earlier that we'll get to in a second. But you don't think about it, but even, like, the body lotions you're putting on and all of this stuff, like, that is being absorbed into your system constantly. And so when people are talking about showers, like, especially if you're not using, like, an organic soap or something that is actually good products, that's not full of chemicals, you're doing that every day, and your body is internally absorbing that as well. Yeah. So what were you talking about the skin stuff?
So I read This was years ago. I think the book came out in 2005. It was called Skinny Bitch. Okay. Do you remember that book? So Skinny Bitch was about, like, it was like this sort of like irreverent book for like women who wanted to lose weight. And I guess I'm a woman who wanted to lose weight. And if I remember it correctly, like it was basically about veganism. Oh, before like veganism was like the word of the day. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't remember much about the book, but the major takeaway that I had was that I learned from it, and you know, this is going to sound stupid and ignorant, but I don't think most people realize it, that like your skin is the largest organ in your body.
Right.
And I don't think we think of it in the same way that we think of our brain and our heart and our liver and our lungs. But it's the largest working organ in your body. And if there's one organ that you should take care of, it's your skin. And they recommended only using plant-based like products.
Yeah. Yeah.
And from that day, I use a plant-based soap from Trader Joe's, which I can read. I swung by Trader Joe's on the way here to take a picture of the ingredients.
Oh, look at you.
And I use a tea tree oil face wash.
Yeah.
And I do not have perfect skin, but people will comment on how young my skin looks. Mm-hmm. And I think I don't think anyone has a perfect heart. I don't think people have perfect brains. People don't have perfect lungs. We all have, you know, our organs are flawed in ways. So it's like, I don't think this conversation is about like how to get perfect skin, because I think all of that's fleeting anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's about how to have healthy skin.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, like, you know, my lungs are healthy, but I have asthma, you know, like
Right. Sometimes
you just have to go with the blemishes and those things, because that is your skin trying to repair something.
Right. But we all want the quick fix and the one that makes you look the best.
Right. Mm-hmm. Or what we're being told will work for us.
That's true.
You know, and I think it's really important to remember that, like, skin's not a one size fits all thing. Like, you know, some people have darker skin, some people have lighter skin, they have oilier skin, drier skin, like all of those things are real. But I think that there is sort of, by nature, there is sort of a middle ground that like your skin wants to be at, you know? But all of our bodies are biologically just a little bit different.
Right,
so
you have to figure out what works for you.
So I do think there are probably some people out there that need to bathe, or they have to put lotion on because their skin is incredibly dry. But, you know, it's like the soap thing. It's like, that makes sense to me. I have a friend, Scott, in New York that, like, had perfect skin. I thought perfect skin. And he said he never washes his face. He only runs water on it.
I know a lot of dudes like that. I mean, I have so many clients like that. And, I'm constantly trying to talk through skin routines with them because, obviously, that's my job. But it is interesting because some of the best skin is the skin that doesn't get anything done to it. Like a lot of women, I think, struggle a little bit more than guys because we overdo stuff.
Well, you're putting makeup on.
Exactly.
Like, so it's like,
and you're not doing
a lot
the right
of it
thing
is
you.
Reactive. Like you're doing it because you're damaging your skin by the things that you feel like you need to do, because the beauty world is telling you that you need this and you need that.
Totally.
And you need to do that. And it is sort of a self-fulfilling prophecy. I was thinking about this, and God, I hope I don't get sued for it, but I dated a guy in New York that worked for a big brand.
Yeah.
I won't say the brand's name, but I will say a tagline that they used.
Okay.
That he worked for the ad agency, and he came up with it. It was called the Seven Signs of Aging.
Yeah.
And this particular product claimed to like help reduce the 7 signs of aging. And they were just things that he made up, you know, like it wasn't scientific.
Wow.
And, you know, I'm sure that like their lawyers have to like look at things and make sure that it like toes the line. But like he's not medical. Like there's no way that this product was doing exactly what those 7 signs of, you know, I can't even remember what they were, like wrinkling, stretching, whatever, fading, dryness. But you know, we hear these ads and we're like, oh, that's what I need.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe maybe you need less. Maybe you only need water and you don't need a soap that's going to dry you out, or a lotion that's going to then produce too much oil. I think it's a really interesting concept. And I love that they were honest about it, because it's like, you know, if most people would have said it, like, who would have cared? But it's like Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher, two of the most beautiful people in Hollywood.
Well, they're talking about just not bathing at all.
Right.
So there's like some of the memes I'm looking at right now. This one on Twitter is a picture. It's like Robert Pattinson in all green. And he's like covering his mouth in a science class, probably in one of those Twilight movies. And he looks like he's about to throw up. And it's like when Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis's kids walk into class. And then this one is like SpongeBob SquarePants guy who's like green, and it says Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis Uber driver taking him to the Olive Garden. He's making like a gagging face. I mean, there's just all these things. And then this girl says on Twitter, Ashton Kutcher really just told the whole world he takes hoe baths. Like, because he only watches his armpit. I mean,
run a rag through it. We say that all the time. Run a rag through it.
But the truth is, like, if I'm being fully honest, I don't, I mean, like, I will probably wash my body every day. But like I said, I don't wash my hair. And most of the time when I really thought about where I'm washing, I'm not doing a full body wash. I just run it through my armpits. The other thing is like, this brings up the topic of deodorant. Like, I don't wear deodorant anymore.
Oh, you don't?
No.
I wear a natural one.
Like, I have an oil that I'll use every now and again, but I've actually stopped using that. And people are so scared to sweat. And it kind of goes to your topic of what we convince ourselves we should do for beauty or whatever. Like, our bodies are supposed to sweat. That is normal. So, yes. Like, you know, and if your body is sweating and you smell bad, it's probably because there's something toxic inside of your body that needs to get out. And so what we do with all this antiperspirant and all this stuff is actually really polluting our body.
Yeah, I don't use an antiperspirant. I use a deodorant.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I use an oil by Living Libations. If anyone's curious, it's the Rose Poetic Pits. It's amazing.
I just use Tom's.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I used to have an issue. If I wore a white t-shirt when I was using antiperspirant when I was younger, it would turn the armpits yellow. Of my, no, like almost neon orange.
Scary.
And it wouldn't wash out. So I'm like, what the fuck is this? And then I switched, and I was sweating a lot. Like it wasn't doing its job. And then I switched to deodorant and I don't feel like I sweat as much and I don't have those stains.
Mm.
So.
Wow.
My body didn't like it.
Deep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's really,
I mean, I don't know what the moral, I think basically they challenged Monica on the podcast to do a 30-day trial.
They did. That's what I'm saying about hair though.
Give it 30. Dax was like, give it 30 days. See if like the ash, cause she complains that her legs are always ashy. She's got dry skin.
Yeah. The more you put soap on them, the drier they're gonna
get. Give yourself 30 days. Only take only use soap on your privates and your armpits.
Mm-hmm.
And
the places that would smell.
Yeah. Like
the kid with the dirt thing threw me a little bit, not going to lie, because like I think about my boyfriend's kids and they don't look dirty a lot of times. But we're like, when's the last time you had a bath? Like, you know, because we're not with them all the time. And so sometimes I'm like, they've been playing outside. They've been, you know, doing all this stuff, running around.
They don't wipe as good as they probably should.
They definitely don't wipe as good. So they probably need a bath or just like a shower or something. But yeah, it's, I don't know. We're kind of,
I do think their kids get in the shower. Like, I think they take baths. They just don't use soap. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to consider this, but I think I do the, what is it? Armpits and slits.
Tits, tits and slits.
I mean, tits. Why you got to wash the tits though?
I don't know.
Unless your nipples are like lactating.
Or I mean, if your tits, like if you got big boobs, maybe you got to get under them.
I don't have to even think about those issues. I'm like, there's no schmegma getting like,
so yours
like
is just pits and slits.
Story of my life. God.
Run a rag through it.
It's so gross. I forgot about that thing.
So wait, really quick though. I was, before we started this, I was like, maybe I should look up even like what skin does, you know,
epidermis, I believe.
Well, epidermis is the outer layer. So the skin is the largest organ. This is according to WebMD. The skin is the largest organ in the body with a total area of about 20 square feet. The skin protects us from microbes and the elements, and it helps regulate body temperature and permits sensation of touch, heat, and cold.
Uh-huh.
There's three layers. The epidermis, the outermost layer of skin, provides a waterproof barrier and creates skin tone. The dermis beneath the epidermis, which is the middle layer, contains tough connective tissue, hair follicles, and sweat glands. And the deeper subcutaneous tissue, the hypodermis, is made of fat and connective tissue.
Mm.
And then the skin's color is created by special cells called melanocytes?
Why are you looking at me like I should know how to say that?
Which produce the pigment melanin. Melanocytes are located in the epidermis. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. I mean, I think moral of the story is you don't need to bathe every day. Just pits and slits.
Pits and slits.
I mean, that obviously, that sounds like a really good
t-shirt.
I mean,
if anyone's willing to try it, like if you're having issues, I would love for you to like slide into our DMs or send an email, because I want to know if this works for people.
Yeah, I actually want to know what the protocol for others are. I like feel a little dirty sometimes when I'm talking with other people about my shower.
Right.
So I'm like, I never wash my hair or whatever. And I'm like, but I don't think I stink. But some people are very thrown by that. So if you guys are people who don't shower every day, slide into our DMs. I'm at Velvet's Edge. Chip is at Chip Dorsch. Do it for us.
C-H-I-P.
Yeah, there you
D-O-R-S-C-H.
Go.
Do you think that all body odor smells bad?
No, and that's what I was saying to you about, excuse me, I just choked.
body odor got her choked up.
No, I actually love the smell. Like, I love my boyfriend's smell when he sweats. I love it.
Yeah.
It's, like, good to me. But I do.
I feel like there's a limit, though. Like, when someone smells so bad, the whole room stinks.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Also, that's what I really do believe it's what you're putting in your body. Like, I notice if I'm drinking more alcohol, I have bad VO. Whereas, like, if I don't drink or I'm drinking a ton of water, I don't smell.
Right.
Even when I'm sweating. Or like if I've been eating like fried foods or, you know, like it literally is what you're putting into your body and like the toxins need to get out.
Right.
And so that smells bad. So if you're smelling, think about what you're putting in.
Right.
Our bodies are really amazing.
Just like I would imagine, and this is my, if you're eating breakfast or lunch or dinner right now, like I'm sure your shits are worse. Smell worse.
True.
If you're eating crappy food.
Right.
And if you're eating clean, they're like, whoop, those phantom ones that you, like, you don't even see.
Silent. No, it's not silent but deadly.
No.
They're just silent but silent.
Yeah, silent but
silent on
livable.
Silent.
Yeah. Silent but friendly.
Our bodies really are amazing.
Yeah.
Anyway, you guys keep us posted on that. You can also email us at theedge@velvetsedge.com. Woof, that was almost bad. I'm out of practice. Okay, next week we decided we're going to venture into the topic of vaccines. So, you know, Chip and I have a very strong opinion about this. And before we get on our rant, I would love to know you guys' thoughts and where we sit with the listeners before we just, you know, annihilate the topic. So email us, please, with your thoughts about this vaccine, the stuff going on right now. I think it's very divisive. Again, we're back in that place where everyone is like arguing their side so hardcore. We've got a lot of COVID cases rising again. The CDC is just calling for the mask mandate to come back. Like, it's just all this stuff. So I can't go back into isolation. So
no,
this is
get fucking vaccinated.
Yeah, well, we're going to
we'll
talk about that next week. But email
but get vaccinated.
Us, yeah, email us at theedge@velvetsedge.com. Slide into my DMs at @velvetsedge or Chip is at Chip Dorsch. You know how to spell it. I do have a couple listener emails
yes.
I want to go to. So this one was actually in relation to something I posted on Instagram, but we talked about it a couple weeks ago on the podcast. And it was about when you were like talking about going to water parks and I was like, let's talk about the patriarchy. but I got an email from one of you guys and it says, hey Kelly, I'm a longtime listener. I love your podcast and I love your evolution as you learn more about yourself. I listened to your podcast where you referenced Radical Awakening and the bikini pics. I was talking about the bikini pics that I had posted on Instagram.
Right.
And I was on vacation. It is interesting you mentioned this because when I saw the bikini pics, I did think, why all the bikini pics? I even had to step back and think she is way more than this, but she should post whatever makes her happy. I think we are compelled to prove we are attractive women. I'm 50 and in shape, but bikinis are no longer in my wardrobe. However, I'm asking myself the same question on the image I project. Am I feeding this patriarchy? I think the answer is yes to a degree. What I love is that I am questioning more what is important to me and what I want to project. I commend you for always exploring these topics. Pam. It was kind of when I read the part where she was like, I did think, why all the bikini pics? I was like, I knew I was feeling judged. I was judging myself almost. It is a really weird thing to navigate. Again, I feel like I'm in this really weird place of trying to balance or figure things out. And there's like, I don't have answers. And so when you're navigating things publicly, it's scary. It's like you want to have your answer or your side or your stance before you talk about it publicly,
right.
You know, and I just don't.
Well, I saw a meme today that just said, always remember your why.
That's a good one.
Which I think it's a really important thing to remember. Like, if you're posting bikini pics to be like for like
feedback, or you want
to be thirsty, like because for attention, I don't know that's the best way, unless you're willing to be like, I just wanted some fucking attention.
Just own it.
And you own it. What drives me crazy is when it's like the photo doesn't match the caption, and it's like, okay, like stop acting like you're trying to like cure climate change.
By is sexing, that what I
by
did,
like
though?
Posting. No, I'm not. This isn't specific to yours, but like, there's so many accounts that are like,
yeah.
What are your thoughts on like climate change? You know, it's like,
but they're in a like bathing
but,
suit.
Yeah, they're like, it's like a really sexy pose, and it's, so I think like that is someone not acknowledging their why. Like, if you're gonna be a thirst trap, be a thirst trap, and that's fine. Like,
I told you,
but I think own that.
Yeah,
but I think if like. If you're saying like, I love this bikini, like swipe up to buy it, then it you're going to sell more of them if you're wearing it and you're showing how it looks on
well,
your
you
body
have
versus
to.
Laid on a bed being like, this
I'm
is
like,
a cute
here's
bikini.
Here's a cute bikini, yeah. Guys. Let me hold it up with my fingers.
Or if you're like, oh God, soaking up the sun. Like,
totally.
Yeah. I mean, there should be no shame in that.
I think it's a weird balance for me because I do feel like Velvet's Edge is evolving, and this is honestly a product of the last year, mostly of just the pandemic and like also I think my life and just maybe where I'm evolving. And also playing into like, we were talking about this earlier, the public exposure of all of this stuff and certain aspects that are untrue being the things that are said about me. It's like, you really start to be like, oh my God, I didn't realize some of the stuff that I am putting out there that maybe isn't exactly in line with who I am. And I'm just doing it because it's like a fucking mechanical beast. You just like do things that you know how to do it. It's worked for so many years. It's a business and you just jump on the roller coaster, yeah. You know? And before you know it, you're kind of long down the road. And I think that's sort of what happened for me. And so it kind of took it falling apart for me to go, wait a second, what do I actually want to say? And what do I want to communicate? And yeah, like I fucking work out really hard and try to take care of myself. And sometimes I feel really saucy and sassy and feel good about stuff. And I'm like, I'm going to fucking post this. Or like you said, I have built a business around fashion.
Yeah.
And so like you are talking, people want to know what I like to wear, or like the stuff I put my clients in, or the things that I'm really liking trend wise and things like that. And so, but it's a weird balance between talking about that stuff that I have built a business on, and then also knowing that internally I have so much more going on. And
well, you're not one dimensional.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. And so I don't want to really be put in a one dimensional box, but I'm really trying to navigate what that looks like. And especially with all of the conversations happening about women and, you know, the over sexualization of women. And I have fucking participated in that. And I would be really dumb to try to say that I haven't. It's just what we've known.
But as a woman,
uh-huh,
you should be able to own your sexuality at the same time.
Totally. And I don't mean it that way.
Right.
But I do think there's programming in me, and I'll just keep it on me because I can't speak for other people. But like, I have known most of my life that being attractive as a woman plays into how you're perceived.
I think it works for men too.
I do too.
Yeah.
But I
would venture to say that most male CEOs are probably attractive.
To some capacity.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's less for men than women, but yeah. It just fucking matters. And like, so then you go, oh, well, I'm going to, you know, you can start using it to manipulate certain situations or to further yourself or whatever. And I think social media has really exacerbated that.
Yeah.
And so I don't know that it's all bad. I'm not saying that. I'm just asking the questions of like, what am I putting out there and what worth is it? Like, is it helping people? Is it helping me? Is it the whys, I guess.
Right.
And that's right.
Well, I think for, you know, for Pam's reaction, I mm-hmm. think the reason why she's like, people have that reaction to when you do it versus when some like just bikini chick on Instagram is mm-hmm. doing it is because the bikini chick is one dimensional. You know,
fair.
At least that's what they're putting out there into
yeah.
the world. And for when you do, when like you show another dimension of yourself, it can be sort of jarring when it's
yeah.
like, wait a minute, that goes against that. So it does take a minute, I think, for someone to sit back and they have to understand your why too.
I know.
You know, so it's
yeah.
like, I think your why has to be clear when you do it. Or,
yeah.
I mean, maybe it doesn't. Maybe it just needs to be clear to you. And then that's, you have to like, welcome the criticism or like don't give a shit about it.
Right.
So as long as it's clear to you, I think you can lay your head down at night and be like, I don't give a fuck what people say. Like, I know my intention.
But then maybe that's the problem is I'm like, what is my intention?
Right.
Like, I'm literally navigating it very openly to you guys, which, it's just going to be messy. Yeah. And I think it's like the people that I gravitate towards are the people who I understand their voice. And I'm like, oh, of course that's what she's saying. Or of course this falls right in line with X, Y, and Z. And so I want to be a person like that, that's more intentional about the things that I'm saying and making sure they're really in line with my voice.
Yeah.
And like, I think while you're finding your voice, that's confusing. So.
I think there's nothing more attractive than seeing someone that like exists in like pure intention.
Yeah.
It's a really hard place to arrive to.
Totally.
Because, you know, we're influenced by our friends. We're influenced by, you know, our jobs. We're like, we're influenced by advertising, all these things. But like to live with like pure intention and to know, like, it's so funny because I feel like, you know, hippie-ish people get made fun of all the time. But I do feel like that's sort of a group of people that like live with it's like, you know, they're very careful about the products that they use and like everything is done with like really good intention. And I know I'm being like, that's sort of a blanket statement about a group of people, but like that's often like mountain people, you know, like everyone that like, they seem to have like a very pure intention about like the earth. And I don't know. I find it really attractive. It's a really attractive quality. So
I think it's a part. Hard. Yeah. I think as a whole, our culture is going through this big, like grow up phase.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like we as Americans, you know, in comparison to Europe, you and I have talked about this. We're a little bit like teenagers. And so maybe right now these questions, that are being asked of our culture in general, and maybe us individually, like what I'm talking about, is just a grow up.
Yeah.
It's like, it's time. It's like an evolution. It's hitting us in different ways. I could not have understood this even 2 years ago, probably, you know? And like, I probably would never have even questioned my intentions because I knew my intentions. So I thought that was like what was being put out there. But then you start to really realize, you're like, oh, maybe I wasn't so clear. And it's because I wasn't really clear.
Right.
So just, I don't know. I think it's a good thing to do. And if any of you guys relate to this, let me know. That's just sort of where I am. But all right, this next one comes from Eric. And this is just kind of funny. He was driving and he said, hey, Kelly, true story. An hour ago, I was just in the middle of listening to your latest podcast and the car in front of me had this bumper sticker and it made me think of you guys' show, Sign Off. It's a hedgehog and it says, living on the hedge.
Living on the hedge.
Living on the hedge.
That's funny.
Oh my God. I just got stressed about thinking about having to do the sign off.
You got to write it down.
Yeah. So I posted this pic of my feet.
Oh God. Did it get picked up on WikiFeet?
I'm sure. I haven't even looked. Why don't you go ahead and Google that? But it was so funny because I was like doing this shoot for something else actually. And the photographer was like, why don't you lean back and see what that feels like? And so I'm like in this like stretched out sort of like chic fashion, sexy-ish typing, trying to be posed. He goes, hey, is that Band-Aid necessary? I literally had a fucking Paw Patrol Band-Aid on my foot.
Oh, it's up here.
My Wiki feed is. Oh, God. Is my rating up, though? Let's talk about that. What if it went down after the Band-Aid?
You have a 4-point something.
Well, last time I think it was a 4.6. It had gone up like a note, and we were like, "Oh my God!"
It doesn't say exactly. How do you?
I don't know. You're the one.
It
who
looks
navigates.
Like a 4.25.
Oh no!
Are you really a size 9?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's probably that got updated. That's probably what, because I had size 7, which is probably better for people.
Yeah, they're like, "Oh, man, foot."
Ooh, 9, gross, long foot. Anyway, so the photographer's like, "Is that Band-Aid necessary?" I've been getting a tattoo removed off my foot, you know, and so it had blistered after the last laser removal, so it was necessary, in fact, because I couldn't really walk around in shoes. But I was just like, I had to make fun of myself because. That doesn't sum up 2021. It's like just when you think you're going to go back to like the way life used to be and you're going to post a picture or you're going to like feel sexy, here comes some zinger and mine just happened to be a Paw Patrol Band-Aid.
Well, you know, I don't know how WikiFeet works, but all of these have, there's like numbers on all of the photos.
Oh.
No, I think they're like numbers of views. That would be my guess. Here's the good news. Your views are going up.
Oh, that's great.
You had almost, on those three photos of that one shoot, you had almost 600,000 views.
What? I'm Wikifeed. So disturbed by that for some reason. Who are you people? 600,000 people? Like,
maybe it's just a photo number because it's like, they're literally all off by one number. So maybe that's like this 590th. Oh, shit. I'm even wrong. It's 5,905,446. So I think it's the photo number on Wikifeed.
I'm going to go with its number of people who's looked at it.
6 million people like those
feet. Huge on Wikifeed, guys. Yeah. Huge on Wikifeed.
Yeah, I think we're giving the site a little bit more credit.
100%.
I don't know that 6 million 100%. People have ever even heard of it.
The person, the reason I even brought up this message is because the person said, hope the foot fetish bandit didn't zoom in on that Band-Aid too much. Will there be a podcast up next Friday? It's been a week and I need some edge.
Some edge.
So we're back, guys.
We back.
Again, sorry about that. We'll let you guys know ahead of time next time if we're not going to be there for a little bit. Because we got like multiple emails of people being like, no edge today.
I always feel bad when we do it, but...
But when we don't
do it. It's also a relief when we don't have the time.
In the moment of Simone Biles dropping out of the Olympics and whatnot.
Which, by the way, lay off her, people.
Get a grip. It's beautiful. I mean,
it's the bravest thing anyone could do.
100%. I cannot imagine giving that up after you've probably worked so hard. But to know that your mental health needs to be taken care of is the best thing. And I think that's how we should start operating as a country as a whole. So
yeah,
I'm grateful for her for doing
that. All these trolls that are like trolling her and saying she let our country down. It's like, what the fuck have you done?
Also, she's at the Olympics. Like, right. The pressure.
She has done more for America than any of those people.
Oh my God. We were watching the gymnastics thing last night and I literally was saying, these girls are like 16. What is the amount of pressure that a human being at that age should actually have? Because I can only imagine what's happening with the amount of pressure of that stage, even, you know, like being on national television in these huge capacities, all of the interviews and events that go on with that, especially if you're one of the top people that, I mean, she was like the face of the Olympics this year. So,
well, and not to mention, like, think about the trauma that she's still working through.
Totally.
She was not only the face of the Olympics, she was the face of the whole like sexual assault scandal. You know, and it's like, that's got to be traumatic.
It's
to
a lot.
Like,
it's exposure.
Have to walk into that every day. I don't know.
It's a lot.
I commend
exposure.
Her for her bravery and being honest. And like, the truth is, she doesn't owe a shit. Like,
right.
She owes herself the opportunity to like be healthy.
She's a human being.
Yeah.
So she happens to be very talented at gymnastics.
Yes.
But that doesn't make her not human. So,
right.
Anyway, you guys email us because we're back, baby, and we want to know what you guys think about vaccines because we got some things to say.
Yes.
Email us at theedge@velvetsedge.com. You can hit me up on Instagram at @velvetsedge. Chip?
At Chip Dorsch. CHIP. I don't know why she loves that.
I love it. And also people message me. CHICP. It's a thing. It's a thing. That's another shirt.
Yeah, there we go.
We'll be back next week with a new episode. Do you have big plans this weekend? I'm now in town. Should we go to Wave Country?
Yes. I mean,
are you going to pop full
disclosure.
Oh, God.
I was going to go to Wave Country this morning.
Oh, I ruined that. I was like, no, we have to record.
Well, because we were going to record yesterday and then we moved it to today. And Alice and I had planned to go this morning and I had to like change plans. But it's fine. I think this weekend.
Okay,
if
I'll go
as hot as it is today, like we got to hit the country.
The country. I'm only
we shouldn't be advertising it. It's going to get crowded.
Oh my God. I'm only going to Wave Country Club. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've worked on that.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll report back next week if I do go. Maybe I'll document some things.
I hope you guys have that vaccine.
Yeah. I hope you guys enjoyed the bath combo. Like, what is so fucking random? I don't know. It was just in the news. In the news.
I figured it was a great, like, I was listening to the Armchair Expert this morning. I was like, this is what we got to talk about.
Yeah. I mean, it's great. Yeah. Well, I hope you guys have a great weekend. And when you're out there, when you're out there living on the edge this weekend, I hope that you guys remember to
act casual.
All right. It's a little rusty, but we'll get there. We'll get there. Okay.
Right. Bye.